lot of things, but lazy is not one of them.
What about after 420?
I slow down a bit, but I'm not lazy. You know, by the way, I am both an entrepreneur and I'm on an amazing journey.
It just makes me, that sentence right there just makes, well, I can't even say anymore. I'll get canceled.
All right. So
the Dodgers. Would I have canceled if I would have said that makes me want to punch you in the face? I probably would.
No. Okay. You can get away with that. You can probably even get away with punching me in the face.
No, I would never actually punch you in the face. It just makes me want
Have you ever gotten into a bare knuckle fist fight?
Not since school.
What, did you ever drop somebody like a bag of rocks?
No, I got dropped like a bag of rocks.
Did you get dropped like a bag of rocks?
Well, I was sticking up for somebody. It was a hard.
Who did it?
It was a hard name? No, this big guy hard fouled one of my teammates when I was in middle school, and I walked up to him. And I shoved him, and he just dropped me.
Yeah, I got beat up when I was in fourth grade by a guy named Tom Pierce. Tom Pierce.
Where is he today?
I'll tell you what. I came back in seventh grade and knocked him on his ass.
There you go.
So I just needed three grades to be able to whoop him. So, John, I want to circle back to the Dodgers. We got no hit last night.
We have to
because what's your if there's a panic meter, what is your panic meter for the Dodgers? We got shut out last night by the Cubs. We're now 4.5 games out of first place behind the Giants and tied with the Padres.
2 weeks ago when they had won like 8 or 9 in a row, my panic level was at a 1. It's now at a solid 5. I think that they are legitimate. You have legitimate things to be concerned about. They don't drive in runners when they're on base. They're in third place. It's July starting next Thursday. I think they need to wake up.
Yeah, what is the actual? I wonder what the actual panic level of fans is, because a lot of people say, "Hey, it's June," but as you pointed out earlier, next week is July. We're getting towards the All-Star break.
Yeah, All-Star game's in 3 weeks.
4.5 games out of first place, not playing well, unable to score. Somebody points out how many runs the Dodgers have scored. You know what? They've had 11-run games. They've had 14-run games. It's deceiving. Last four games, 7 runs. They've scored 7 runs against that 3-game series with the Padres and that no-hit game last night by the Cubs. I thought that was an embarrassing. I thought that was an embarrassing performance.
Well, I don't think, like I said, I'm at a 5. I don't think it's time for full-fledged panic. But this doesn't, you know, I think the conversation about winning 120 games is over.
Yeah, this is a 110-win team. I remember that one.
Yeah, no. If they win 100, I'll be happy. And I think they're probably closer to 95 because the division's really good.
877-710-ESPN. You can ring through the show anytime. Here's the thing that I worry about. It's that at the trade deadline, I don't see what player, what fit would actually make sense. Like, maybe outfield depth, but I mean, you got Pollock, Bellinger, Mookie. Maybe high leverage bullpen, but you got Trinan, Gonzalez, Kenley, who's been very good.
Right.
Maybe a high leverage arm. What do you even add if you're the Dodgers? They're just not playing well.
Think about it. Like, even if you wanted to add somebody off the bench, you still have Chris Taylor. You still have Pujols, who can pinch hit. Maybe a left-handed stick off the bench. But that's a minor tweak. It's not like they're in major need of anything. And Andrew Friedman normally goes out and makes a trade deadline deal every year.
Well, this year it's interesting. The Albert Pujols thing is interesting to me because when we signed Albert Pujols, I said, yeah, he'll bat 197 and hit 9 home runs. He's batting 224, and I think he's hit 4.
Right, so he's right on pace.
He's right on pace for that. But Bill Plunkett, our friend from the Toluca Lake Times, or I don't know where the hell he writes anymore.
The Southern California News Group.
Okay, I'll take that as an answer. Bill Plunkett wrote a piece about how integral Albert Pujols has been in terms of coaching up other players, that there is an intangibles thing going on that makes a huge difference. And in my head, I'm thinking, maybe he's like Chris Dudley.
You mean Jared Dudley?
Jared Dudley. Yeah. Maybe he's like Jared Dudley is to the Lakers, that he's that team-building, hold-together guy. Now, you're not a big chemistry guy. You're not a big believer in team chemistry.
Well, because I was raised on the Kobe Shaq teams that fought all the time and just kept winning titles. But Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad thing to have chemistry. It's just you don't need it. It's not a necessity. I think the Dodgers' chemistry is fine. I think their starting pitchers are good. I even think their bullpen's fine. They just don't drive in runs.
The weird thing is their starting pitching is great.
Right.
It's great. I mean, Kershaw, Buehler, Urias,
if they started
Bauer.
A playoff series today against any other team, I would still pick them.
I'd love that three-man rotation. And by the way, when you get to the playoffs, imagine this. I'm projecting now. Three-man rotation. Kershaw, Buehler, Bauer, and find a way to get Urias back in that position in the bullpen where he would have those three-inning or two-inning appearances at the end of a game like he did last year. He just killed it. I mean, he was one of the big reasons we won the World Series last year. He was on the mound when we won it.
Well, you know, the one team you don't want to see, the team that is number one in every baseball power index right now is, do you know? They've won, I think, 12 of their last 13 games.
No, off the top of my head, I do not.
Houston.
Oh, yeah. Screw Houston.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're winning again.
Screw them.
And so they've figured some things out. Boy, if it's Dodgers, Astros in the World Series again, can you imagine the vitriol?
Holy hell. That
would
be
at Dodger Stadium.
Unbelievable. I kind of want it.
And like,
would you want that, Janice, or would you not want that?
Bring it on.
Bring it on is right. That would be unbelievable.
There's a lot of people that think they're still cheating and that there's like some evidence of them still cheating.
Is there evidence of them still cheating?
How? Well, that's how some people, that's what a lot of people have been claiming on, you know, out there in the Twitterverse.
So you're using my strategy of just going by what you read on
Twitter.
It's
on the internet. It's true.
It's on the internet. It's good enough.
I'm just saying that's how the whole story got, you know, broken in the first place with some random guy on Twitter. And now he's a legitimate source in baseball, right? John Boy? He was just a random guy.
Oh, does John Boy say they're cheating?
No. I'm saying that originally that's how everyone found out about their cheating was through him.
But John Boy's not saying that now.
No, Mason, like I said,
people are saying on Twitter.
You know,
yes, and then you made fun of my idea that somebody on Twitter could say something that could be true. And I said, no, the original cheating accusations actually came from a random guy on Twitter.
That is correct.
So
that is correct.
There could be something to it.
And they got caught.
Yeah, yeah, people are saying. So it's a good excuse for everything. People are saying. So I wanted to play this thing. Lindsay says this is from a little while ago, and I agree with her. So it came out yesterday from pretty good sources that the Miami Heat, there's a 75% chance that they trade Tyler Hero. Have you heard this?
No.
Okay, so Ethan Skolnick and Ian Winderman,
Ira Winderman, who covers the Heat closely.
They do. They have a clip.
For like
this
years.
Hero's coming off a pretty good season, right? Slightly better than 2020 bubble season. But one of the theories is, and they say 75% chance they move on from Hero. This came from a couple of months ago, and this describes the problem the Miami Heat have with Tyler Hero.
Tyler Hero chose to become a celebrity. Mm-hmm. He chose to become something outside the game.
We saw it coming, though, from the very beginning.
His rights,
though,
and we asked him breakfast about it. Cereal,
right.
And his Tyler Tuesdays, and his Chipotle bowl, and that's all well and good. Mm. But you know what? Other players, when they see a player doing that before they've truly reached it, I don't know if I want to say there's a jealousy, but I think the pros, they sort of take an askance view of the guy and say, wait a minute, buddy, you haven't done anything yet.
Well, look, but ultimately, the team starts to get a certain level of concern.
Right.
In this particular case, the team has been concerned now for months.
And today, as of today, they are suggesting that there's a 75% chance they trade Tyler Hero. Now, this interesting idea of celebrity, athletes embracing celebrity, it goes back to what LeBron says about keep the main thing the main thing.
Well, Mace, this happens every year around the league to somebody that they love the life more than they love the job.
Exactly.
And, you know, this was the knock on D'Angelo Russell.
Yep.
When D'Angelo Russell came here, he's a great player.
Yes, he is.
I really like D'Lo. But Magic, when he traded him, you know, he traded him and then drafted Lonzo, and he said, somebody asked Magic, you know, you sure you want to trade this guy? It looks like he could be a great player. He goes, I don't need a player. I need a leader. And that was code for D'Lo seemed to love the life.
Yep.
But didn't really want to, you know, work it at all the other stuff. Now, he's since been, he's already on his fourth team, and he's only been in the league 6 years.
Yeah.
So maybe this will be a wake-up call for Tyler Hero.
See, I love Tyler. I mean, he's a great shooter. He's right. A great shooter. But the, and he obviously
the sad
was...
thing is had they been willing to part ways with him before this year? Because, you know, last year he was one of the main reasons why they made it to the NBA Finals.
Yes.
They ended up losing to the Lakers. But if they were willing to trade him this year, they could have had James Harden.
Oh, really?
But they wouldn't put him in the deal.
Wow, and now there's a 75% chance that they're going to trade him. I think he's interesting on the open market. I think a trade might wake him up. Yeah, this is the knock, by the way. The
that happened to Chauncey Billups, by the way. Remember, Chauncey Billups early in his career bounced around. He was with the Celtics, and then he's with the Nuggets, or you know somebody else, and then he ends up in Detroit, and he wins NBA Finals MVP. He just got around the right guys.
So this is kind of the knock on, among some fans, the knock on Kyle Kuzma.
I disagree.
But there are fans that actually believe that.
I have heard it. I think the reason Kuz's numbers went down a little is because when he was playing on a team without LeBron and Anthony Davis, he was obviously the number one or number two option every night. When he had to eat third, and that's at a minimum third, but never higher than first or second, you know, because AD and LeBron were on the team. He struggled trying to redefine his role, but I think he's got a great career ahead of him.
Yeah, interesting. I think he's going to be traded. That's my opinion.
Maybe.
I think he's getting traded. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. You can jump in here. And, John, coming up now. Oh, don't forget, my movie night is back. We're giving away 2 4-packs of tickets to see my exclusive advanced screening of Marvel Studios' Black Widow Thursday, July the 8th. You can win that in 15 minutes. Make sure you're here for that. And coming up next for you, how far would you go for a movie role? That's coming up next for you, plus your calls. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Is an HBO tweet. They don't own the license to an HBO tweet.
Listen to the afternoon show,
and I clearly don't. I normally do. I actually normally do listen to the. Normally, I'm glued to it all afternoon long. I love those guys, Sedano, LZ, and the other one. That's what I call it. No, he's in Miami. He'll come back next week. So, Brendan Fraser. Remember Brendan Fraser?
Sure.
Yeah. Remember he got so ripped up for, like, George of the Jungle and all those movies that he did?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Looks completely different today. He showed up on the red carpet for his new movie, No Sudden Move. By the way, which stars Don Cheadle, John Hamm, and Benicio Del Toro.
Excellent.
And he is very, very, I can't say fat anymore. He's very, very body
portly.
Positive. Yeah, he's big. He's big. He's very body positive.
Okay.
And the speculation is that he is gaining weight for his role in Darren Aronofsky's new movie, The Whale. It's about a 600-pound man, and it's going to star Brendan Fraser.
Okay.
So he's gaining a bunch of weight. He is very big. Would you gain a bunch of weight for a movie role?
I don't think I could. I've never been over 200 pounds. Like, no. What's your top number?
When I lived in New York, I did 240.
Wow.
Yeah,
and what,
240.
And you're more like 205 now?
201. Yeah, 201.
Yeah. So I don't think I could. But you know who does this all the time is Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. Actually, I had this down. Yeah, normally weighs about 200. He lost 80 pounds to play the lead role in The Machinist, which means he weighed 120 pounds. He was like emaciated.
Another guy who lost a lot of weight was McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah, McConaughey lost 47 pounds. He says every day he would have vegetables, egg whites, and a spoonful of tapioca pudding.
That's it. Wow.
Remember, De Niro gained 60 pounds to play Jake LaMotta in Raging Bull.
Yeah, don't think I could do it. Although I used to live with these football offensive linemen at UCLA.
Yes.
And back then they were even smaller than they are now. These guys were like 270, 280. And the minute they stopped playing, they all went down to around 200.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's not unusual for somebody to lose that
much.
Yeah,
look what Michael Strahan did. Look what Marcellus Wiley did. Those guys trimmed up and now they're doing other stuff. I would always be afraid that you can't get rid of the weight. I would never try to gain weight for a role. In fact, I played in a short film I did. I played Lee Atwater, who got really sick and got really bloated. And you know what? It was makeup. I'm not going to gain all that weight to play a role. Just put some makeup on. You're fine. You don't have to gain 600 pounds to play the 600-pound guy. Just let him put a bunch of special effects makeup on you, and you're good, Brendan.
Hey, do you remember what the Wheel of Questions question was today?
Yes. It was, would you... if somebody left an item off your menu after a really good meal, would you tell the waitress? On the bill, would you tell the waitress?
And you both said you would not.
That is correct. I think the bank makes error in your favor.
Okay, so speaking of that,
yep.
I want to throw a real story at you
and
see if you'll hold to your position.
Got it.
Okay. A Florida woman went to make a withdrawal of $20 from an ATM this week and was stunned to discover her account boasted what she believed was a jaw-dropping balance of nearly $1 billion. Her name is Julia Yankowski.
Yikes.
She checked out of her Chase Bank balance before making that small withdrawal on Saturday. Her receipt showed more than $999,000, close to a billion, in her account. And this was all reported by a TV station down there, WFLA.
Okay.
Now, Julia told the TV station she wanted to return the massive amount because she couldn't get a real person to talk to her at the bank. She kept getting tied up in the automated system. She said she went to the TV station, explained the story, and then the TV station got the bank's attention, and it was all straightened out on Monday.
Mm.
So, did she play this right? If you tried to do the right thing and return the money but could not get a real person on the phone to talk to you,
would I start spending it?
Would you be tempted to keep it?
I'm going to tell you, they will catch up to you.
Right. But
sooner or later.
So how is that different from the restaurant waiter?
They're never going to catch up to you, and they're never going to catch up to the waiter or waitress. It's just a lost item for them. They stuck a...
But this is lost money to
the
bank.
I'm trying to think. John Ireland...
You just said bank error in your favor.
Yeah, but in this case, the bank is going to find out. The restaurant's never going to find out. They're never going to find out that John Ireland also ordered truffle fries and it was left off the bill. They're not going to know that John and Lisa ordered escargot and left it off. I'm trying to think of other fancy foods.
Yeah, I've never had escargot.
No...
Snails?
Yeah, snails. Nobody's going to know. Nobody gets hurt in this scenario. Somebody's going to get in trouble in the $1 billion scenario.
Wait a minute. Well, how do you know nobody's going to know? It's
the bank is going to
stealing when
the
from
bank
the restaurant.
Didn't accidentally misplace $1 billion.
All right. Here's a tweet from Matt.
Yes.
You always tell the restaurant if they forgot to charge you. Willful blindness in this case is simply stealing. How do you respond? Willful blindness, man.
Willful blindness.
That's what you're doing.
That's willful blindness on the part of the server.
You say no one will ever know, right?
No one will ever know.
You know.
Yeah. But I also know that the waiter or waitress screwed it up.
Right. All right. Let's say,
it's their fault. It's not my fault.
Let's say when we play our golf thing.
Yes.
All right. You're on the green and I turn my head and look away, and no one else is watching you, and you putt and you miss.
Yes.
But no one saw it. So then you could just put the ball in the hole, and I'll say, you got a four, right? You really got a five, but no one knows. You'll say, yeah, I got a four. But you know you got a four.
It's a gentleman's game, and you're supposed to be honest, apparently.
Right, but you guys, they're stealing from this waiter, aren't being honest.
Let's see. Linz, are you ready to change your position?
No.
You're still going to run away with the item and not pay for it?
I'm not running away with anything. They made a mistake and I didn't notice it.
Here's Frankie D. Fresh. The food item could have been put on another table and the restaurant I work at would make me pay for it. You guys might have just stuck the waiter with the escargot.
They won't remember it. The restaurant's not going to keep track of a side dish.
Well, they know what goes out of their kitchen. Of course they do.
All right, you got me. I'll do the right thing. Do the right thing. You know what? Golf yesterday, I was out on the par three.
Yeah.
And I had a true double bogey on a 97-yard hole.
Okay, so that's a
totally legit double. In other words, I didn't hit a second ball, which I do all the time.
So that's a par three.
Yep.
You took a five.
Yes.
So let's assume when you and I are playing on a par three, I get a three, you get a five. That's two strokes. Nine times two. Our new number is 18 strokes.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's a par three. What am I going to do on a par five? I haven't even taken a driver out yet.
Right.
I've yet to hit a driver or a wood.
But so using that formula, I would get a five. You would get a seven.
Can I play this course without woods? Because they scare me. Woods scare me. Can I play, can I hit a five iron over the carry on one of those big holes?
Oh, sure. There's no carry that's more than 185 yards.
Okay, so I don't think I'm going to play woods.
Okay.
I'm going to get by with irons.
Yeah, 18 strokes is the right number.
It's ridiculous.
What are you talking about?
John, you're going to beat me. I can't even believe you've not even seen how bad I am.
I watched your Instagram video.
You watched one swing, the good one.
I watch what you put out there, what you show it.
Yeah, well, I'm putting out there that last night I played.
Martin Garcia, that item was rung up. It's on someone's tab. Most likely that table will catch it, and the server has to pay.
Okay, fine.
Just letting you know.
I'll make sure they know.
You anti-waiter guy.
Not anti-waiter. Chris Morales says, I cannot double bogey without woods. Probably going to be tough.
I don't even know what that means.
But I am only going to play irons. I don't even have woods.
Well,
I have a driver. Morales gave me a driver. I've yet to hit it.
You should learn how to hit it. That's an important part of playing it.
Too scary for me. Too scary. I think it's going left. I think it's going right. My best shot is hit it short, but keep it in the middle. That's my goal. Yeah. Try to keep it in the middle.
Okay, so most people at a five iron about 180, 185.
Okay.
Let's say, we'll say you, because you're learning, hit it 170.
Yeah.
So a par five would be 500 yards. You hit it 170. Okay, then you hit it 170 again.
You think I'm hitting these straight, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, somewhere where you can hit it.
I don't hit anything straight.
All right, so 170 and 170 is 340, which means you'd have 160 in.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should, before you decide the number of strokes, I think you should come out to Rancho Park and see how many times I hit the ball like a ground ball up the middle.
I might next week.
Yeah, do it, because it's a ridiculous exercise. It really is. By the way, speaking of ridiculous exercises, the Olympics are coming up in less than a month now, and there are some new rules that have been revealed that makes it even less fun than you thought it was going to be. That's coming up for you. Plus, right now, jump on the phone. John, do you have a game?
Yeah.
Okay. Two four-packs of tickets to join me at Mason's Movie Night, July the 8th at the Regal Cinemas. We're going to do an advance screening of Black Widow, the new Marvel movie, 877-710-ESPN. Jump on the phones. John's got a stupid game. I've been banned from games because I've screwed up too many of them.
Yeah, no math for you.
And also coming up for you at the end of the show, the lie of the day. We'll see if you guys can figure it out. Mason and Ireland, 710-ESPN. Okay.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So my bash for cash, they do it right at the top of the show or about 10 after the show. My bash for cash today is Mookie Betts in the first. I say he leads off the game with a home run, John.
Excellent.
If I get it right, I get $2,000 from those guys. Fantastic.
You're ineligible.
Ineligible. All right, so we've got 2 4-packs of tickets to see Black Widow with me, advanced screening, on Thursday, July the 8th at the Regal Cinemas in West Covina. John has invented a game to give away 2 4-packs of tickets. John, describe the game. We've got callers lined up.
Okay, who do you got first?
Danny and Downey. Danny, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Okay,
all
Danny.
All is great.
There are you're going to the movie Black Widow, if you get this right. There are 35,000 species of black widows worldwide.
Ooh.
How many of those are in North America? 35,000 world.
Is this closest without going over?
Closest without going over. Two guys are going to win. How many in North America, Danny?
I say 20,000. You said 35,000, right?
Right.
I say 20,000.
Okay.
20,000. Okay. Let's go to John in Whittier. John, you're on 710. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Everything's great.
I'm gonna say 23,000.
23,000. Okay. 23,000. Let's go to Jose in Baldwin Park. Jose, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Everything's
Jose,
great.
35,000 species of black widows worldwide. How many of those are in North America?
Let's go with 15,000.
15,000.
Okay. And the last one is Alex in Woodland Hills. Alex, how you doing, bud?
Good, good.
Alex, how many species, I'm having trouble saying that word, are in North America? 35,000 species of black widows worldwide. How many in North America?
I'm going to go 2, Bob.
Okay, Alex, that was a great guess. You're one of the winners.
Nice, Alex.
The other 3 guys went over, which means we take the guy who was the closest. And that's Jose. Yeah, that was Jose at 15K. Mace, 3,400 of those species are in North America.
Interesting, interesting. All right, so Jose in Baldwin Park, Alex in Woodland Hills, both going to join me to see Black Widow. There's a 4-pack of tickets, so you can bring the family. New Marvel movie, Thursday, July 8th at the Regal Cinemas in West Covina, and we'll give you a chance to win more tickets on Monday. All right, so we've talked a little bit about the Olympics on the show. The Olympics are starting on the 27th, I think. July 27th.
I think it's a little earlier than that. I think it's on the 23rd.
I think it's the 23rd. Yeah.
23rd. Okay. Yeah. Got it. So they've come up with more rules for the Olympics. And it's already very, very tight, right? They're worried about COVID. They've still got COVID outbreaks in Japan, and they've not necessarily done a great job with vaccinations, all that stuff. So there are new rules that have come out about the Olympics. One, and this is a bummer, no alcohol.
What?
Can't buy a drink at the Olympics. I have no idea why, but you can't buy a drink. Taking the fun out of it. You're not allowed to cheer. You're allowed to clap, but you can't cheer, I guess because then air is coming out of your mouth and you're potentially spreading things. You got to wear a mask everywhere. You got to get a temperature check at every venue. There are no high fives, no towel waving, no autographs, no cheering, no alcohol. No fun, exactly. No fun. I really think they should. I know NBC's got all kinds of money sunk into this, and it's a gigantic moneymaker for them and all that stuff. But realistically, I think these Olympics are going to be drained of any joy. Sparse crowds who aren't drunk and can't cheer.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm going to watch it, but it seems kind of... Hey, speaking of the Olympics, let me ask you a weird question.
Okay.
So if these two series go 7 games,
yes,
the Eastern Conference, Western Conference Finals, and the NBA Finals goes 6 or 7 games,
yep,
the potential last game is on...
Isn't it the 27th?
The 22nd.
Second.
And so let's say Devin Booker, who is committed to play for the team,
yep,
helps Phoenix win a title.
Yep.
He would be on a red eye to Tokyo.
Oof.
If he wanted to participate in the... And by the way, Chris Middleton has agreed to play
for Team USA.
Kevin Durant, you know, a bunch of guys. Well, Durant's out of the regular play. But here's my question. If you're on a team, if you're Devin Booker or Chris Middleton or, you know, Trae Young, I suppose, could get named to the team, and your team goes deep into the NBA Finals,
yes,
is it stupid to get on a red eye and go straight to the Olympics?
Well, I'd avoid the red eye if possible. I think red eyes are awful.
You wouldn't be able to.
It would be private.
You wouldn't be able to avoid it.
Yeah.
He would actually, and actually, I remember they were talking about this on Bill Simmons' podcast, either from this morning or last night. He would actually technically be traveling back in time.
Yes.
And would be participating in the Olympics and potentially winning an NBA Finals game in the same night.
Okay, so I'll tell you, here's the story. I'm glad you brought that up. So when I was at the Olympics in Sydney, I was working for NBC Westwood One. Actually, Boog Shambi was my co-host at that point. And I got lucky on my last day in Sydney. And I flew home. And on the same day, I got lucky in L.A.
Hey!
Which means two times in one day on two continents. It's one of my proudest achievements.
What do you mean by
you know what that makes you?
Get lucky. What does that mean? What do you mean by that?
What do you mean?
Come on,
Lindsay.
I'm serious. What do you mean?
What do you think he means?
He scored in two continents.
Got some.
Jeez.
Oh.
Sheesh is right.
Get lucky can mean anything.
Two continents. Two continents. One day. Two great experiences. What a moment in my life.
Yeah.
And very proud.
You could have hit big at the casino. I don't know what means.
All right. There you have it. There is coming up for you is Game of Games. And we will, at the end of that, you guys will try to guess what my lie is. I've told a whole bunch of stories today. You'll try to figure out what I completely lied about, the lie of the day. Game of Games is coming up next. It is John Ireland's game, which is good for the rest of us. Ireland has won 6 times, Jorge 5, Lindsay 4, me 4. It's a very close race, but it's Ireland's game, so he cannot pick up any points.
Wait,
and don't forget,
next week,
double points.
Yeah, by the way, I think today should count for double points because we have this show, and then July 1st is next Thursday.
Oh, yeah, so this should be double points.
Let's make today double points and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday double points.
Nice. Okay. Everybody's in it. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
It is Game of Games time, and it is Ireland's game today, and is worth 2 points, so it's a big one for us. Ireland, what is our game?
Okay, guys, now, this is a game that shockingly Mason pulled off a surprise victory in the last time we played it. It is the jersey number game.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You know I'm terrible at this.
Yeah, but you won the last time we played it.
Can I jump in and make a comment on this really quick? A listener actually messaged me on Twitter, I don't know, maybe like a month or two ago, saying that you should do a game where you give a number, exactly what this game is, the jersey number game, and you have to guess who wore the number. And I actually emailed her back the other day. I was like, Ireland has it. He already did that, but he hasn't done it in a while, so I'll do it
there
soon.
You go.
Actually,
Lindsay, it's the reverse. I'm going to give you the names of people who wore this number. I'm looking from you guys. I'm looking for the number.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a list of people that all wore the same number. As soon as you think you know the number, buzz in. Your name is your buzzer.
By the way, Jorge, I'm using the swag theory here.
All right, yeah. Way to go.
Which is, what is it?
Scientific wild-ass guess.
Scientific wild-ass guess. That's what I'm doing.
You can't use it unless you know the meaning, Mace.
No, I know. It's guessing.
All right, here we go. Number, this is the first number. Justin Turner. Eli Manning.
Okay.
Lindsay.
Jorge.
Number 10.
Number 10 is correct,
yes.
And Jorge has the lead.
Hey.
Okay. The second number. Emmett Smith.
Okay. Mason.
Jorge.
22,
and it looks like Jorge came to play today.
Damn, Jorge.
All right. The third number. Nolan Ryan.
Mason.
Mace.
6.
Incorrect. Todd Gurley with the Rams.
Okay.
Oh.
Jorge.
31.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Lindsay, just listen to the rest and you can get an easy one. Steph Curry, Julius Randle, Ken Griffey Sr. Do you have a guess? What number does Steph Curry wear?
I was going to say, I think I could figure out Steph Curry. Doesn't he wear 30?
Yep. You're on the board.
Lindsay's on the board, yeah. So I thought it was six.
Two for
we know.
One for Lindsay. Mace, there's still four more left, so you have a chance. Wilt Chamberlain.
Mason.
Mace.
11.
Incorrect. Manny Machado.
Jorge.
Jorge.
13.
13 is correct.
Oh, I missed it by two.
You did. You were
so close.
Okay, Jorge's got three. Lindsay has one. Mason, yet to scratch. Eric Karros.
Mason.
Mace.
19.
Jorge.
Jorge.
25.
No.
Oh!
Lindsay, keep listening. Cam Akers, Blake Griffin, LeBron James, Michael Jordan.
Oh, God.
23.
There you go.
Yeah, Lindsay's tied it up. Oh, no, Lindsay two, Jorge three.
Jorge has three.
Okay. See, my patience ends up in, you know, doing me.
Okay, I'm
going to
be
well.
Patient. I'm going to be patient this time.
Sure you are.
All right, here we go. Two left. Lindsay, get one of these. You can tie it up. John Stockton.
Mason.
Mace.
Two.
Incorrect.
Oh, God.
Francisco Lindor.
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
13.
Incorrect.
Oh, Lindsay.
Jorge. Joe Namath.
I know what it is. I'm off by.
Aaron Rodgers. Tom
12.
Brady.
Okay, 12.
Yeah,
Jorge.
It is.
Yep.
I was off by
Jorge
one.
Jorge wins it.
Damn.
I'll give you guys the last one just for fun.
Okay.
James Worthy, Mariano Rivera,
okay.
Kevin Love, Jorge.
42.
42 is right, and Jorge wins going
away. Kevin Love wore zero, I thought.
Well, he wore both 42 at UCLA and at Minnesota. So
now in the month of June, with Jorge's dominating victory there.
A double. Give him two.
Jorge leads the month. He's won seven times. Ireland has won six. Lindsay and I tied at four. But every day next week until we get to July is a double point day. So game of games.
All right, Jorge, you're in position.
Jorge, I'm so impressed.
To win for the second consecutive month, by the way.
Yeah, we tied last month.
Yeah, we tied last month. You can get it outright this month. Yeah.
Okay, lie of the day. At some point today, I told the lie. Okay. What one do you think it was?
I think it was the Olympics one.
I don't think it was the Olympics one. So let me think.
Which one at the Olympics? Oh,
got lucky twice? In the same
completely
day.
True.
Yeah.
Completely
I
true.
I don't think that was right. But I don't know what else it could be. I know that was true.
Jorge, any guess?
Jorge, you got a guess?
No, I'm also thinking about it.
You guys got to pay closer attention.
Yeah, I got to start writing down when I think you're making stuff up.
Yeah.
What hour did you do it in?
Hour number one.
Okay, so early in the show, when we were talking, what were we talking? We talked a lot about the Dodgers. We talked a lot about the Clippers. We talked a lot about, we did the Wheel of Questions.
Yep. You're getting close. You're almost at the right point in the hour.
We talked about Britney.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Got it. What is it?
I think you knew the Britney thing was from 2007.
No, not correct.
Come on. Mason isn't that hip.
No, I did not know that.
Right, what was it?
Okay. So we did the rugby team, the L.A. Giltinis at the Coliseum on July the 4th.
I don't listen to your spots, your reads.
I talked about how everybody on the Giltinis has a nickname. And I said, there's Rebel Walters.
Did you make it all up?
There's Chick Edwards. There's Too Tall Kaczynski.
All that fake?
Completely fake.
Fake. Oh, that's great.
I'm sure they really appreciate the misinformation.
No, I'm sure they do. We're talking about him again.
Go see the Giltinis at the Coliseum on the 4th of July. $4 tickets. No, it's just another way to promote some of our sponsors.
You know where I got that fake from?
No.
There's a Seinfeld episode where Elaine is talking to Jerry and she's talking about how most girls fake it. And Jerry goes, well, they've never faked it with me. She goes, I faked it with you. He goes, what? He goes, what about the moaning? Fake. The screaming? Fake. The facial expressions? Fake. So that's all those names you came up with were fake.
Were completely fake. All right, we'll do the lie of the day again on Monday. What are we going to be doing on Monday? Are we going to be talking about
how the Clippers are back in it?
Nope. We're going to be talking about the Suns Monday night in Phoenix.
That series is going to be 2-2. We're going to be talking about the fact that, do you think Atlanta has a chance against Milwaukee tonight?
I do.
I think Milwaukee kills them tonight.
Do you really?
Last night, what did I predict? Double-digit win for the Clippers, and it happened. Tonight, double-digit win for the Bucks.
Milwaukee minus 8.5 tonight.
Yeah, they're gonna exceed that. I would lay the points in that.
Go Trae Young. I'm rooting for the Hawks. Go Trae Young.
Milwaukee can't be that bad defensively two games in a row.
And then Suns, Clippers, again, no Kawhi Leonard. He'll be in the luxury box.
And that's tomorrow night at
Staples.
That's tomorrow night, exactly.
I think the Suns win that game. The Suns, by the way, are one-point favorites over the Clippers.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
If you're Devin Booker, he tried to play last night with one of those Hannibal Lecter masks.
Yes, he did.
He was terrible.
Yep.
Would you just chuck it?
I'd go mask-free.
Yeah, but he's got a broken nose, so, I mean, he could.
It's going to hurt no matter what. Right. Whether it's you hitting the mask or hitting the nose, it's going to hurt.
Like, Kobe put on a mask once and just lit it up. But I clearly think he didn't. And he was adjusting that thing, like, every 10 seconds.
Yeah. Even though it's kind of cool.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Cameron Payne only played 4 minutes because he turned an ankle. If he's out for the rest of the series, you still taking Phoenix?
Still taking Phoenix. We got Chris Paul and Devin.
Chris Paul looked like he was not. He was like very affected by COVID.
Correct. He was. All right. We will find out all that stuff this weekend. Dodgers versus Cubs. The Eastern Western Conference final. All that stuff we'll follow and we'll have it for you on Monday. Mason and Ireland is officially in the books for this week. Thanks for being here all week long. Coming up next for you is our State of the Art Afternoon Drive Show with Sedano, LZ, and Cap. 710 ESPN.